said, Mom keeps trying to get me to go to the pool with her and my little brother, Manny. But the thing is, my family belongs to the town pool, not the country club. And once you have tasted the country club life, it is hard to go back being an ordinary Joe at the town pool. Besides, last year, I swore to myself that I will never go back to that place again. At the town pool, you have to go through the locker room before you can go swimming. And that means walking through the shower area where grown men are soaping down right out in the open. The first time I walked through the men's locker room at the town pool was one of the most traumatic experiences of my life. I'm probably lucky I didn't go blind. Seriously, I don't see why Mom and Dad bother to try to protect me from horror movies and stuff like that if they're going to expose me to something about 1,000 times worse. I really wish Mom would stop asking me to go to the town pool, because every time she does, it puts an image in my mind that I've been trying hard to forget. Well, now I'm definitely staying indoors for the rest of the summer. Mom had a house meeting last night and said money is tight this year and we can't afford to go to the beach, which means no family holiday. That really stinks. I was actually looking forward to going to the beach this summer. Not because I like the ocean and the sand and all of that, because I don't. I realized a long time ago that all the world's fish and turtles and whales go to the bathroom right there in the ocean. And I seem to be the only person who's bothered by this. My brother Roderick likes to tease me because he thinks I'm afraid of the waves. But I'm telling you, that's not it at all. Anyway, I was looking forward to going to the beach because I'm finally tall enough to go on the Cananium Shaker, which is really awesome ride that's on the boardwalk. Roderick's been on the Cananium Shaker at least 100 times, and he says you can't call yourself a man until you ride it. Mom said maybe if we save our pennies, we can go back to the beach next year. Then she said we'd still do a lot of fun stuff as a family, and one day we'll look back on this as the best summer ever. Well, now I only have 2 things to look forward to this summer. One is my birthday, and the other is when the last Little Cutie comic runs in the paper. I don't know if I ever mentioned this before, but Little Cutie is the worst comic ever. But here's the thing, even though I hate Little Cutie, I can't stop myself from reading it, and Dad can't either. I guess we just like seeing how bad it is. Little Cutie has been around for at least 30 years, and it's written by this guy named Bob Post. I've heard Lil Cutie is based on Bob's son when he was a little kid. But I guess now that the real Lil Cutie is all grown up, his dad's having trouble coming up with new material. A couple of weeks ago, the newspaper announced that Bob Post is retiring and the final Lil Cutie is going to be printed in August. Ever since then, me and Dad have been counting down the days till last comic runs out. When the last Little Cutie comes out, me and Dad will have to throw a party, because something like that deserves a serious celebration. Like I said, Mom keeps trying to get me to go to the pool with her and my little brother Manny. But the thing is, my family belongs to the town pool, not the country club. And once you have tasted the country club life, it is hard to go back being an ordinary Joe at the town pool. Besides, last year, I swore to myself that I will never go back to that place again. At the town pool, you have to go through the locker room before you can go swimming. And that means walking through the shower area where grown men are soaping down right out in the open. The first time I walked through the men's locker room at the town pool was one of the most traumatic experiences of my life. I'm probably lucky I didn't go blind. Seriously, I don't see why mom and dad bother to try to protect me from horror movies and stuff like that if they're going to expose me to something about 1,000 times worse. I really wish mom would stop asking me to go to the town pool, because every time she does, it puts an image in my mind that I've been trying hard to forget. Well, now I'm definitely staying indoors for the rest of the summer. Mom had a house meeting last night and said money is tight this year and we can't afford to go to the beach, which means no family holiday. That really stinks. I was actually looking forward to going to the beach this summer. Not because I like the ocean and the sand and all of that, because I don't. I realized a long time ago that all the world's fish and turtles and whales go to the bathroom right there in the ocean. And I seem to be the only person who's bothered by this. My brother Roderick likes to tease me because he thinks I'm afraid of the waves. But I'm telling you, that's not it at all. Anyway, I was looking forward to going to the beach because I'm finally tall enough to go on the Cananium Shaker, which is really awesome ride that's on the boardwalk. Roderick's been on the Cananium Shaker at least 100 times, and he says you can't call yourself a man until you ride it. Mom said maybe if we save our pennies, we can go back to the beach next year. Then she said we'd still do a lot of fun stuff as a family, and one day we'll look back on this as the best summer ever. Well, now I only have 2 things to look forward to this summer. One is my birthday, and the other is when the last Little Cutie comic runs in the paper. I don't know if I ever mentioned this before, but Little Cutie is the worst comic ever. But here's the thing, even though I hate Little Cutie, I can't stop myself from reading it, and Dad can't either. I guess we just like seeing how bad it is. Little Cutie has been around for at least 30 years, and it's written by this guy named Bob Post. I've heard Little Cutie is based on Bob's son when he was a little kid. But I guess now that the real Little Cutie is all grown up, his dad's having trouble coming up with new material. A couple of weeks ago, the newspaper announced that Bob Post is retiring and the final Little Cutie is going to be printed in August. Ever since then, me and Dad have been counting down the days till last comic runs out. When the last Little Cutie comes out, me and Dad will have to throw a party, because something like that deserves a serious celebration.